Hello, everyone, and welcome to Therapy in a Nutshell. I'm Emma McAdam, a licensed marriage and family therapist, and this is the podcast where I condense mental health skills, bite-sized nuggets of health. I made a video a while back titled Rewiring the Anxious Brain, and it's all about how we accidentally train our brain to be more anxious through avoidance, and how we can train our brain to be less anxious by facing our fears. And I used the fear of dogs as an example in that video. And in response to that video, I got a lot of questions. The most common were, what do I do if I don't know why I'm anxious? Number two is, what if the dog bites you? And number three was, I'm not afraid of dogs, I'm afraid of people. What do I do about that? And in the next couple of videos, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to answer all of those questions. But in this video, we're going to talk about what do you do if you don't know why you're anxious. So let's troubleshoot that together. I don't know why you're anxious, but I've got some pretty good guesses. There are some really common reasons why you might be feeling anxiety, but you don't know why. And if we can figure it out, then you can work to change your patterns around your anxiety, and your brain can retrain and rewire to be more calm. In this video, I'm going to walk you through 6 reasons why you might be anxious and you don't know why, and I'll show you some basic steps to take to start healing. Contrary to popular understanding, disordered anxiety is not a permanent genetic trait. It's treatable, and in my experience, most anxiety can either be reduced or adapted to in a way that makes life so much easier. When you learn the right skills, you really can feel calmer and happier. If you want to learn how to get better at feeling and how to deal with intense emotions or improve your general mental health, check out my online courses. In my course, Change Your Brain, I teach the basics of neuroplasticity, which is how your brain is built to rewire itself all the time. And you'll also learn 10 natural research-backed treatments to improve mental health. In my coping skills and self-care course, I teach you how to soothe intense emotions and to create a sustainable self-care practice to deal with emotions in a healthy way. So the links are all in the description, and if you use the code NUTSHELL, you'll get 25% off. Okay, so let's jump into figuring out why you're anxious and what to do about it. So the first reason why you might be feeling anxious but you don't know why is micro threats in our environment. So remember, anxiety is the fight, flight, freeze response. It's this physiological reaction, and it pumps adrenaline into your body to prepare you to fight off a tiger or run away from an elephant or hide from a predator. But the fight, flight, freeze response isn't just triggered by huge predators. It also will kick in response to tiny little perceived threats. And our modern environment has a lot of these. So for example, traffic. Driving is actually somewhat dangerous, and our brain responds to traffic with an anxiety response. Our brain also treats being late as a survival threat. Noise can trigger the fight, flight, freeze response, and so can school or work assignments. Our brain perceives our job as essential for survival because that's where our food and our shelter comes from. And we all have this beautiful, brilliant, anciently evolved brain, and it triggers this physical response in reaction to mental challenges. But our anciently evolved brain isn't as well adapted to modern stressors as it is to ancient ones. So things like multitasking and social interactions with hundreds of strangers every day, these are things that turn on that danger response in our brain. When unresolved, all these little threats build up over time, and then we feel anxious, but we can't pinpoint it. So this might leave you feeling a little bit restless, jumpy, or irritable. It might make you feel achy or jittery, easily triggered or overwhelmed. Or you might have physical symptoms like headaches or stomach aches or muscle tension. So to understand how to fix this, we really need to go back to the anxiety cycle for a minute. So when our brain perceives something as dangerous, it perceives a threat, it's going to turn on the fight, flight, freeze response. And this is what anxiety feels like. It's that sweating hands, it's the fast heart rate, it's that adrenaline. And this response happens faster than we can think. This is something that happens deep in our brains, and it's not something that we can consciously control. We can't just make this go away by trying not to have it. So this is the anxiety response. And the fight, flight, freeze response is meant to protect us from danger. But if we want to overcome disordered anxiety, we really need to learn how this works. So we start by asking ourselves the question, is this actually dangerous? There's a lot of things that turn on this fight, flight, freeze response that aren't actually dangerous. This might be something like, your husband startling you, or public speaking, or, your friend's dog who's actually sweet. So when the answer is no, then if we just stick with it, we don't avoid, we don't escape, we breathe, we calm down our body, then we have this natural ability to return to calm, right? Our brain doesn't have this built-in fight, flight, freeze response without an antidote. And this is the parasympathetic nervous system, right? So this helps us return to calm. And, normally this just naturally happens. We return to calm. Right? And that's our goal, because when we're calm, we're able to make good choices. We're able to live the life that we want to, and we don't make stupid decisions. We don't feel anxious all the time. Now, however, if we have something that's not actually dangerous, so going back to my rewiring the anxious brain, if we use the example of a dog, right? So your friend has a dog, and it's a nice dog, but you're scared of dogs. It made you feel anxious. You have this fight, flight, freeze response, and you choose, instead of sticking with it, to avoid it. Then your brain does this like, phew, the reason I survived is because I escaped. And so your brain's like, I want to survive again, so I'm going to make my human more anxious next time. And that avoidance is going to trigger that short-term relief, which leads to more anxiety in the future. And that's what causes this anxiety cycle to spiral. So avoidance is something that makes your anxiety worse. Better option is stick with it, breathe, face it, right? And that's going to help you return to calm. Now, if we go back to this and we ask the question, is this actually dangerous, right? We go up here and we say the answer is yes. Okay, that's fine. It's okay if there's danger in our lives, because there is. The fight, flight, freeze response has us ask a question, right? Do I take action? Do I fight it off? Do I run away? Do I hold still and freeze? Do I put my head down and try to, not make any noise so that I can survive this? So one of the options, if this is actually dangerous, is to do something, right? So if you've got a dangerous dog, then you can choose to avoid it. Or if you've got a dangerous dog around you, you can choose to call animal control. Or if you've got a dangerous dog around you, you can just freeze, and hopefully you won't trigger that dog and the dog will wander off, right? So once we take action, we do something, then our body has a way to release that adrenaline. And a lot of times it's through shaking or laughing or, some kind of physical big movement. So we literally shake it off. And when we do that, we return to calm. So that's a perfectly reasonable choice of action. Now, sometimes there are things we can't control. There's some situations that make us anxious or that are threatening that we can't do anything about. So we get to this actually dangerous, and there's nothing we can do about it. So in that situation, we have some tools we can use. We can choose to use skills like willingness and acceptance to help our body return to calm. And at the very least, when we're using active acceptance, when we're making the choice to actively accept that this is dangerous, but there's nothing I can do about it, at the very least, we aren't escaping and avoiding this and causing our anxiety to spiral. So we're not making ourselves feel worse. So we've got option A, which is no, this is not dangerous. Then we should face it and we're going to return to calm. If we say, yes, it is actually dangerous, then we take action and shake it off and return to calm. The biggest problem that we face when people don't know why they're anxious is this right here. I don't know, right? So you have three choices here. Yes, no, and I don't know. So if our brain perceives a threat, we have this fight, flight, freeze response, and then we immediately avoid it, or you're just too busy to work through your emotions, or we distract ourselves so that we feel it, then our brain just stays stuck in this anxiety response. And your brain's gonna keep prompting you over and over again to ask this question, is this actually dangerous? And if you go to the I don't know place, then it's like, well, I guess I'll make my human ask that question again, and we'll bring on that fight, flight, freeze response over and over again, because this is just your brain trying to get you to answer this question. Is this actually dangerous? Should I do something about it? Should I accept it, or should I face it? The more you distract yourself, the more you feel anxious, but you don't know why. And that's another way we get stuck in the anxiety cycle. So when there's a micro threat, like our brain sees something like traffic or noise or public speaking as a threat, it's gonna turn on that anxiety response. And if we ignore it, suppress it, or just distract ourselves from it, then that anxiety is gonna continue to spiral. But if we face it and we ask this question and we answer it with either a yes or a no, and then we choose the right action here. So if it is dangerous, we face it, we survive, and then we return to calm. Or we choose to sit with it and accept it and practice our willingness skills and return to calm, then we're able to get out of the anxiety cycle. It's when we're stuck in distraction and avoidance mode that fight, flight, freeze response, that anxiety response, continues to cycle over and over again. However, when it comes to anxiety and these perceived threats and our choice, whether we run or we escape or we sit with it, we actually have room for choice. We can choose actions that decrease anxiety. Viktor Frankl said, between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. So just because there are micro threats in the environment doesn't mean that you're doomed to experience anxiety forever, or at least not disordered anxiety. So there's something we can do to make it so that we can process through and resolve each of those threats, return to calm, and decrease our overall general anxiety. And there's a reason why a lot of people right now are feeling more anxiety than in the past. And that's reason number two. So this is the second and most common reason why people feel anxious, but they don't know why. And it's because they're habitually avoidant. We are just too good at escaping. When you feel anxious and you immediately try to make it go away, this is what keeps you stuck in anxiety mode. So this looks like trying not to think about it. It looks like trying to feel happy all the time. It looks like keeping busy. You might watch too much TV or spend too much time on social media, or you might eat something to make you feel better. So anything that you do to make that feeling go away or to distract yourself from that anxiety, it's going to keep you stuck in avoidance mode. And that's what keeps you stuck in anxiety. Carl Jung said, what we resist persists. Embrace it and it will resolve. So check yourself right now. What are your distraction techniques? Are you watching this video to make your anxiety go away? Now, I will help you, but it's not through avoidance, but through learning to face it. So distraction is causing so many people to have anxiety get trapped in their system. Instead of distraction, listen to your anxiety and see what it has to teach you. Pay attention to your physical sensations. Notice your thoughts without needing to believe them. Anxiety is just a warning bell. It's supposed to motivate us to action. It's supposed to help us resolve threats. But if we're chronically avoidant, if we're over busy or over numb, or we have these habitual thinking patterns that prevent us from resolving a problem, then we're going to be unable to process through that micro threat and resolve it and return to calm. Sometimes anxiety is a sign that something needs to change. Sometimes it's a sign that you just need to lean into your experience. When we switch from distraction and not knowing to exploring our anxiety, we give ourselves more power to solve our problems and therefore reduce our anxiety. So I want everyone to know that your brain and your body have this natural ability to heal. And we can do that by directly facing our problems. And we can also do that by letting our brain bring those problems from the back of our mind to the front of our mind in quiet moments. And our brain is naturally going to work through them. But the reason a lot of people get stuck in anxiety is because they keep themselves busy all the time. And that might keep you from feeling anxious in the short term, but in the long run, it's going to make you more anxious. So many people with anxiety, they don't realize that they're doing this. But a sign that you might be doing this is if when you sit down, if you take 5 minutes and you do nothing, if that makes you feel worse. So if doing nothing or slowing down makes you feel more anxious, then distraction is probably one of the contributing factors to your anxiety. People keep themselves busy, they distract themselves, but all those pressing worries don't go away. They stay there. And because anxiety serves a function, your brain's not just going to let you avoid it. So those worries and those sensations that you've been avoiding, they keep popping up in all the quiet moments, especially in times like when you're trying to go to sleep or when you're trying to relax. Another situation that might happen for some people is they're so good at kind of suppressing or distracting themselves from those anxiety messages that your brain has to basically bring your anxiety to a shouting level to get you to listen. And that's going to look like a panic attack. Okay, so what's the solution? When distraction is causing you to feel anxious, you're not going to know what's causing it. If you want to resolve your anxiety, instead of speeding up, you've got to slow down. So Dieter Uchtdorf, who was an airline pilot, he shares the analogy of an airplane going through turbulence. And when you're going through something bumpy or rough or uncomfortable, the tendency is to get over with it as fast as possible, to get out of that uncomfortable bouncing and bumping. But if the airplane pilot speeds up, it makes the bouncing and bumping worse, and people actually might get injured on the plane bouncing around. If instead of speeding up, the pilot slows down, then they can roll through that storm much more gently and safely and get to their destination in one piece. So I'm going to encourage you to start a new habit. When you notice yourself feeling anxious, instead of jumping to mindless distraction or avoidance, instead of looking to your phone or some other device, just take a minute to write about it. Write about what you're feeling and what's going on for you. You could write about this in a notebook. You could use your phone, but be really careful because phones are really impressive distractions. And whatever you do, though, where you choose to write about it, you sit with your feelings and you take the time to process your thoughts. So notice and name what you're going through and then clarify, am I actually in danger? Is there some action to take? Or you can ask the question, is this a time to let things go, to accept and to practice coping or grounding or relaxation techniques? Another thing you can do to get a little bit more awareness of where this anxiety is coming from is you can use an app to track your mood. Maybe your anxiety tends to happen on Sunday nights, like right before a big week, you start thinking about everything that's going on and worrying about, you know, the upcoming tasks you have that week. Or your anxiety might come up the week before your period. Or it might come up when you've taken on too much at work or you aren't getting enough sleep. So if you take the time to write down what's going on and track it, you might start to notice patterns and find out what really is causing your anxiety. So if you don't know why you're feeling anxious, stop trying to escape, because avoidance makes your brain more anxious. Turn off your distractions, go for a quiet walk rather than watching another show. For heaven's sake, sit on the toilet without staring at your phone. Replace scrolling through your phone with intentionally writing about your anxiety. It's gonna feel more uncomfortable in the short run. I can almost guarantee that. But it will actually reduce your anxiety over time. You're gonna get better at feeling, and your anxiety is not gonna bother you so much. Okay, so honestly, I thought I could make this into one video, but it's getting too long. So I'm gonna go into the next four reasons of why you might be anxious, but you don't know why, in the next video. It's gonna be called Rewiring the Anxious Brain Part 4. And I'm gonna talk about thinking patterns that you don't even know that you're doing that might be making you anxious. And I'm gonna talk about another really positive reason why you might be feeling anxious and you don't know why. But I've got to save that for the next video, so check out part 4, where we're going to talk about general anxiety disorder. Hopefully this video is coming out in a couple of days, so check out the link, and thank you for watching, and take care. This podcast was adapted from a YouTube video from my YouTube channel, Therapy in a Nutshell. So if you'd like to see more of my videos, check that out and go subscribe on YouTube. Also, you can sign up for my newsletter at www.therapynutshell.com. Thank you for listening, and take care.